Okay, the next speaker is Michele Tameni, which has a talk about Coffee Osm, improve OpenStreetMap a receipt at a time. So check in an art shop on the map with a receipt. So the stage is yours.
So, hello everyone, and thank you to be here. It's really nice to be here, like after attending like 10 edition of FOSDEM, so it's my first talk. It's really great to be here. So I want to talk to you today about a little project that I started like 5 months ago, I think. And it basically want to be a new, different, and hopefully easier way to add place, in particularly business place to OpenStreetMap. And to give you a little bit of a perspective, the usual process to insert a new place or a business into OpenStreetMap usually involve it check if the place is already on OpenStreetMap, so open the map and look for the location where you want to add the place. Gather all the information needed, so the name, the position, the address, maybe the phone number, the website, and then open your preferred editor, the website, or you know, Osman or something like that. Insert all the information, check if it's correct, and then save it. And it's became easier over the time, but it's anyway a time-consuming task. And especially, I found myself sometime having problem found updated information about a business, like the phone number or the website. Sometimes you find incorrect information online. So I think it's quite hard sometimes to insert a new place. And so I got this idea that I'll tell you later how it's come. But to validate the idea, before coming to FOSDEM, we took a little bit longer way. We went to Zagreb with my friends to drink some beer for a serious purpose, obviously. And and when we when you are in a new city that you don't know, you usually open the map and have a look where the majority of pubs, restaurants, or something like that. Where they are, and when you see something like that, you know that on that street maybe it's a good place to be, or on the other side of the city there is something else. But what you usually do is looking for restaurants, pubs, bars, and etc. So it's quite important for me having this kind of information on the map. OpenStreetMap, I think it's improved a lot over the last years. Especially in Europe, maybe. But sometimes it's lacking the business information, I think. So we went to Zagreb, we tried to find as many bars as possible for this research. And what we found out is like there is so much more pubs and drinking places than what we spot on the map at the first time. So our question is how we can improve this. Obviously, we can do more travel like this one and then insert all the information that we gather traveling. Fortunately, there is so many volunteers around the world that do this kind of stuff and insert all the kind of place that we nowadays we can find on OpenStreetMap. But as I told you before, it's a time-consuming task, and you have always to find the correct information about the business you want to add. And so, what we can do? We can do the things that I already said, or do something like Bob does, that is seated over there. I think he do a quite smart thing. He collect all the receipts that we get over our drinking nights, and after he check if the place where we went is already on the map or not, and if it's not, it's inserted in OpenStreetMap. with all the information already there, no need to look everywhere, because usually the receipt have the business name, the address, the location, the number, sometimes the website. So I think it's quite smart things to do something like this. Maybe it's not that smart that Bob usually do this after too many beers, but that's another problem. And to avoid his mistakes, like type or something like that, I think it could be interesting to try to automate the process and access the information from the receipt. And basically the idea, so it's like to you snap a picture of your receipt, and you get all the information that you need to insert the place, and eventually you insert the place already if the place is not on OpenStreetMap. So CoffeeOSM basically do these things, extract the text from the receipt, try to tokenize and label the data that he can find, check if the existence of the place, if the place is already on OpenStreetMap, and if not, maybe, because it's not actually possible, you can insert it already on OpenStreetMap, or at least copy and paste all the information you need. And actually, the project is quite small. It's just a proof of concept. And I thought a little bit about the architecture of this project, and maybe I started to try to do a standalone app. But I think that maybe it's better to have something that can be easily integrated in other application. There is like something like Street Complete or other projects that do a great job to improve and make easy to people to contribute to OpenStreetMap. So I think it can be really, really interesting to maybe integrate a function like this in those apps. So I just mock it up a small Python API based on Fast API that expose an endpoint where you can just upload an image. And then the software try to understand what is on the receipt, label all the data, and just return it. Actually, the front end is just really, really a small application that show a small form and visualize the information that the backend could extract. As I said, future integration with other editors, I think it will be the way to use this kind of function if it's proved to be interesting and useful and available. Or maybe it can be just a standalone app or a PWA. I actually don't know. It's something open, and I'm here to discuss it actually. So how it works actually. The receipt is loaded to a server. I removed the EXIF data just to have a little bit of privacy, because it can be there, like the location, the time where you went in a place, and I think it's not something that you want to share. The image is a little bit pre-processed before the OCR. Actually, it's something really basic that I think that it can be improved really a lot. And there is OCR with test OCR that work quite good, but I think it can be a little bit better, maybe processing a little bit more image before. Then I tried several ways to parse the data with libpostal, that actually I think it's what I found the most reliable for this task, with SPSSI. And maybe it could be interesting to train a custom model, because I found some open source model that can understand what a receiver and invoice say, but it's usually trained about the product that you buy and find the price and the total and not the business name, so it doesn't work really well actually. Then the backend just look with nomination if the place is already on the OpenStreetMap or not. If we can find the exact name, I try a location search with the Overpass API. So I look at the address, have a look at all the business of that type that is around, and show a list to the user to just to make sure that the place is not there with a little bit different name. So what can be done different or better I have in my to-do list. Improve the data extraction. As I said before, the OCR actually works good. I tried the Google Vision API that worked much better, but I don't want to use it actually. So I think that maybe with a little bit more pre-processing on the image, all the data extracted could be a little bit more accurate. As I said, the front end actually it's a really, really small application that just shows some information. It's maybe better to do on the client side all the stuff for privacy reasons, so I just can read the text, keep it on my device, and just upload or save the new place to OpenStreetMap, choosing what information I want to share. Integration, so as I said, insert the place directly from the app will be great, or integrate it with some other editor. More safe to test and improve, because what we spot in Zagreb, so our trip is not unusual actually, is that there is not a clear standard of obviously for receipt and can change a little bit from place to place. In Italy, almost they are all the same. We doesn't find this true for Zagreb. So maybe collect more information about how the receipt look all around the world could be great. What we can do be done different, because this is the step that I thought it's the easiest, but maybe as I said, having a custom model that can label a little bit better the information could be interesting, at least because sometimes you find not the name of the place on the receipt, but the name of the business that is sometimes different, or sometimes you find both. And actually, the postal that I used get confused, so you doesn't have a reliable result over the time. So why we I've done this to find more pubs, more beer, more fun, help Bob to drink some more good beer. And absolutely to improve OpenStreetMap together, and just having a easier way to add place, and so we can collect more information. So thank you. This is the website where you can find the source code. I hosted a temporary playground where you can upload your receipt to test. And that's it. I just want to know if you find this idea interesting, if it could be good to go on with this project, if you have some suggestions. So I ask questions. I doesn't expect you to have questions. So thank you.
Any?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I don't need a mic. Why don't you extract the GPS coordinates from the exit data?
Because maybe you haven't snapped the photo when you just went out from the place, the first reason. And the second reason is for privacy, as I said before. But I think it will be great to offer the users the possibility to choose if you want to share the information. That it's much easier, because if you have the exact coordinates, you can just have a look in a really small area around and just easily found if the place is already on OpenStreetMap or not, and even be more accurate when you insert it. So it's obviously a nice idea. I haven't done it just because sometimes, like Bob, he doesn't do the insert right away, but the day after the hangover, so like.
Yep. Follow-up question, couldn't you, normally on the receipt, it always shows like the time when the receipt was printed or given to the customer.
Can you repeat can I repeat the question?
Okay, I repeat the question.
Could you somehow combine it, maybe with the time the picture was taken, you think, maybe the picture was taken at the restaurant or at the pub?
That's a nice idea. Yes,